that something is being harped on, you hanker after, you dote on. And that's why Darren and I, when somebody says my cancer or my MS, we says don't dote on it, don't embrace it, don't let it become part of your identity.
Well, don't own it. It didn't come, you didn't buy that thing. The devil sent it. But I have to stop right here and tell you a quick story. We went to pray for a lady out in Inglewood, which is south of Denver, and walked in, and here she was, ashen gray, and they could have lifted her right out of the bed and put her in a casket. I mean, she looked like she was prepared for burial. I went in there, and first of all, things didn't go well, and we left, and we came back and prayed for her, and I just prayed and read some scripture, and then I rebuked that sickness, and you know, strength came into that woman immediately, and the thing that we're talking about here, the lack of fight came back, and this woman was really a scrapper, but she'd been hit so hard by this infection, she was about to give up and cash it in. In fact, I thought she was going to die. She looked like it. But you know, the power of God came into her. We laid hands on her, anointed her with oil, and God raised her up.
Mm-hmm.
God took away that weakness and that sickness,
right,
and gave that fight back to her.
Yes, that's
right. So that
right.
she could get up and go for it. And the next morning, she was power walking the walls, and they let her out, I believe, at noon.
That's right. When the Lord says in Deuteronomy 7:15, he took away all sickness and none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you knew, will he put upon you, but will lay them upon all who hate you. That's what it means. He will take all the sickness and diseases, and none of the diseases of Egypt will be on you. This word healing, Darren, you know, we've gone through sickness now. It is nothing good. There is nothing, Jesus, it goes against everything Jesus is, Jesus taught. Sickness is totally against Jesus' theology, our theology, when we say, well, God made me sick to glorify him. This word healing, 23:23, we get our word therapy from it. Therapeo, to cure diseases mainly of the body, to preserve the soul. We know the scriptures in Matthew 8:16 and 17, in Matthew 4:23, he went about all Galilee preaching the good news and healing every disease and every weakness. That's every, Darren.
Now the reason this is so important is that God lays healing on us and devil lays sickness on us. Now if it wasn't God's will to heal you, you shouldn't ever go to a doctor. You should never pray for healing. See, if it's God's will for you to be
for
sick.
For you to be sick. Okay,
right.
you're doing opposite
exactly.
psychology.
Oh,
here.
Well, yeah, but I want to go for the jugular here.
Reverse psychology.
We got some people say, well, God laid this on me. Well, then why did you call me to pray for you to be healed?
If God did it.
If God did it, yeah. Well, I don't want to pray against God's will. If God's
That's
will
right.
for you is to be sick,
say,
I'm out of here.
No,
but
I,
see, this is crazy.
It
people
is.
People get this all turned
Absolutely
around.
Absolutely crazy.
And they say, well, you know, God put this on me because he's going to bring somebody to the Lord through my sickness. I have heard people say that.
For years.
I have heard family members tell another family who was dying of a very serious disease, well, God put this on you to bring somebody to Jesus. Folks, that's 24-karat hogwash. Don't buy into that. The devil is the one that sends disease. God is the one that sends healing.
Well, and if we do believe that God did it, here we are wavering. And
that's
boy, I'll tell you, when you have a disease like cancer, you cannot waver in your stand. You've got to have a belief system
Amen.
That is 100% God is going to heal me. If you waver at all in fear or unbelief or doubt, well, maybe God did this to me, then you're not going to get healed. We can almost guarantee that.
So you've got to get your mindset straight, and that's what we're attacking, this whole message here. In the book of Psalms, it says, he sent his word and healed them.
Yes.
It didn't say he sent his word and made them all sick. And God is not a child abuser to come down and pick on his kids.
That's
he
right.
wants you to win.
Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, here we want you to read, if you can, Matthew 4:23, Matthew 8:16 and 17, he healed all. Matthew 10:1, Jesus drove out all of the evil spirits, and he cured all kinds of diseases and all kinds of weakness and infirmity. Darren, there is nowhere that I've read that Jesus allowed it.
Amen.
I'd like you
Amen.
To pray.
Well, I tell you, before I pray, I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to talk about some of you that have suffered enervation. You've been beat up so much, you just don't have a fight left.
Mm.
Well, here's what you do. It says in James chapter 5, if anyone among you suffering, let him pray. If anyone is cheerful, let him sing praises. Now here, if anyone among you is sick, let him call for the elders of the church, and let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Now, I'm going to tell you, one of the first places you need to stop on your way to healing is over there at repentance. And you need to ask the Lord, is there something haywire in my life? Is there some sin that I've refused to look at, or maybe I didn't know about, or that I've forgotten, or whatever? You need to be confessed up, as one of my friends says. You need to say, God, is there something between me and you? If there is, show me what it is, and I will confess my sins so that you can forgive me and cleanse me and give me that righteous standing again.
Amen.
I don't want anything between me and you. Well, now, if you're alone today, and I can't be there, or Barbara can't be there, or your minister or somebody can't be there, anoint yourself and listen to this prayer. You say, well, how do I do that? I don't have any anointing oil. You got any cooking oil in the house? This might sound crazy. Go get the Crisco and pray over that and
that
say, God,
pray, bless it.
Bless
yes.
it. Say, Lord, I need to be healed here. I mean, you can do that. And you anoint yourself and you say, well, how do I do that? Well, you can put a little bit on your hand, a little bit on your forehead, a little bit on your chin, you know, whatever. Or maybe you touch that part of your body that's been diseased with sickness, been attacked with sickness, and we're going to pray for you here.
Mm.
Now, we've seen this praise work. God. I'm telling you, I love to pray for people because I know I'm on the winning side. And we have people come up in our meetings sometimes and say, you know, I have this infirmity in my body. I say, are you right now in pain? Oh, yes, I am, Darren. Brother Darren, I'm in pain. I say, well, goody, goody, goody. This gives God the chance to show off he is going to take that pain out of your body. Now, how do I know that ahead of time? Because God's in the healing business.
That's right. I'll tell you, if I had disease in my body, I would fill up the bathtub, pour anoint oil, and pour it in that bathtub, and I'd lay in it. I mean, really.
Soak it
in
out.
The Old Testament, they anointed. When they anointed, they took a ram's horn full of oil, and they poured it over the head.
There was no question.
There was no. They
Amen.
They were anointed.
You have been anointed.
That's right.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I would try anything if I had an illness or a sickness that I
right.
knew was not from God. And it is not from God. It is from the enemy who's out to kill and steal and destroy you. I hope you know that. We get so
He's
many
the
letters
killer. He's
that
the killer.
They don't even talk about Satan, talk about the devil. He is the one that has put that sickness. See, I've come from an old school
old
background
school, right?
of affliction.
It creeps in our language.
But
you know,
the sickness
why,
and illness on you.
Why we're so hard on ourselves and we really get after each other about language because language controls.
It sure does.
Your mouth is your faith switch. So today, if you say, I want to be healed, Brother Darren, I want to be healed, and when you pray, I'm going to believe that I'm receiving healing. And one of the joyful reasons we did this message is that I know people are going to get healed listening to this message.
Praise God.
And we're going to be hearing about
Thank
it in the mail and over the air and in the classes. So, Father God, I thank you that you are the healer. You are the healer. And I thank you that there's no sickness that's too big for you.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how long
thank
we've had
Jesus.
This thing or how complex it is or how many additional things have crept in with it. Lord, you're bigger than that. You're the Lord of our lives. And right now, I say by the power and authority given to me in Luke 10:19, where you said you've given me authority over all of the power of the enemy. Lord, right now, I say the law of disease, which comes out of the law of sin, sickness, and death, is suspended. The operation is stopped right now. I command it to stop. And Lord, I say right now in its place, the law of healing. The supremacy of your blood, the power of your blood in your name, Jesus, the power of the word, is greater than that sickness. And I say right now, our friends are being healed by faith. Some of them are anointing themselves with oil as they listen. And they're being raised up from the bed of affliction.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, your word says, and they will be healed. And I thank you, Father.
Recover.
I thank you that they will be restored.
Hallelujah.
And today we declare healing and victory and not sickness and defeat. Jesus, you won the battle for us. And the word that says that you took our sins in your body on the cross that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by your wounds we were healed. Thank you, Jesus. We take that healing that's been on layaway. It's been on will call for us. By faith, Lord, it's activated. I say that our faith reaches up and touches your promises. And Lord, you're there, ready to operate through faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please you. But Lord, I declare today we have faith. Thank you for this healing. Thank you for our complete healing. in our spirits, our minds, and our bodies. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, I